Joining me now are Sherry Payne and Diana Pinlott from Peace Harbor Hospital. Now, Diana is the director of pharmacy, among many other things, and Sherry Payne is operations with the hospital. Good day to both of you.
Hi, George. Thanks for having us.
Hi, George.
Now, one of the big issues that has been going on now for couple of months now, and especially since Bi-Mart Pharmacy has decided to close and give their direction to Walgreens, which we do not have one here in this area, is people been having a hard time fulfilling prescriptions. I know my wife, who works at the hospital, has had a hard time because Rite Aid has had an issue with a pharmacist there from time to time, and they haven't been open full-time hours. Diana, what's kind of the situation now? Are things getting backlogged?
Yes, definitely. So as you indicate, many local businesses are facing staffing challenges, and local pharmacies are no exception. These developments are seriously impacting patients' access to needed medication. So our community retail pharmacies are currently facing challenges supporting the prescription volumes. The wait times to pick up prescription medication is several days to a week or more. There are several factors causing these challenges. Now, as you mentioned, in September, Bi-Mart announced that it was selling all 56 of its pharmacy businesses in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. They sold to Walgreens. Walgreens then closed a number of these businesses, including our pharmacy here in Florence, Bi-Mart Pharmacy in Florence. And patient prescriptions on file at Bi-Mart were then transferred to other community pharmacies. So those other community pharmacies picked up that additional volume in prescription work. In addition, our community pharmacies are significantly impacted by the lack of available pharmacists and licensed pharmacy technicians who are willing to relocate to Florence area. And this is despite our community pharmacies enticing sign-on bonuses and their significant recruitment outreach. These ongoing staffing issues are prompting pharmacies to unexpectedly reduce or change their hours of operations, which, as you indicated, is what has happened at Rite Aid. Also, some have had to limit the number of new patient requests that they can accept, and that has been impactful at most of our pharmacies here in town. This is a very serious situation. It's impacting our patients' ability to obtain new prescriptions and prescription refills in a timely manner. It also affects our patients' ability to obtain prescriptions at discharge from our hospital care areas. Our Peace Health Medical Group clinics they're experiencing an influx of calls from patients requesting prescriptions to be transferred to other community pharmacy locations. So there have been several occasions in which our medical group physicians and providers have been asked to transfer prescriptions to one pharmacy, only to be asked later the same day to transfer these same prescriptions to a different community pharmacy. Long wait times, long lines to pick up medications, long waits to speak to pharmacy staff by telephone, frustration, and just an overall uncertainty about the situation has prompted patients in our community to request an unprecedented number of prescription transfers. Keep in mind, each transferred prescription is then added to a pharmacy's very full work queue. Requesting that a provider transfer prescriptions to multiple pharmacies could result in more than one pharmacy working to process the same prescription requests. I spoke to pharmacists from two of our community retail pharmacies this week, and pharmacists at both sites shared with me the number of prescription requests per week is two or three times what they would expect to receive. Many of these requests are prescriptions transferred to their pharmacy from another pharmacy in our community. I think it may be helpful to share some numbers. On the day and time that I spoke to one of our community pharmacies, there were 700 prescriptions in that pharmacist's work queue, and 400 of these were new prescriptions. They included newly prescribed medications, but also included medications that were transferred from other pharmacies. So during normal operations and with a fully staffed crew, our community pharmacies may expect to process 200 to 300 prescriptions, including refills, each day.
Now, this also causes an overload for a particular pharmacy and a workload that is almost unmanageable, it sounds like.
It has absolutely become unmanageable. We are in a critical situation right here in the community. Not only are these volumes almost impossible to address in the time that we have grown accustomed to, right? I mean, we're accustomed to calling our prescriptions in and picking them up on the same day on many occasions. But that is just not possible right now. And it may not be possible for the long run moving forward.
What about the idea of using, like online pharmacies and that? I noticed that Amazon has made a big push to be, an online pharmacy and things like that. Is that an option for people? I mean, obviously, they'll still have to wait, but maybe, maybe in some way that would be somewhat of a relief or no?
There's still issues with that because our pharmacies would have to transfer prescriptions to those online pharmacies. So initially, there's a lot of work up front to transfer those prescriptions to mail order or to Amazon. So right off the cusp, it would not be helpful. It would just add volume to the pharmacies. The other issue with that is I'm a proponent for keeping our dollars here local, if at all possible. There are many times when we have to use mail order because it's mandated by our insurance companies for whatever reason. But I'm definitely a proponent for keeping our dollars here in Florence whenever possible.
Absolutely. Now, how does the Peace Harbor Pharmacy, now is that just for Peace Harbor employees? Is that to be utilized for them or is that also for or hospital patients?
Peace Harbor Medical Center Pharmacy is a hospital-based pharmacy. We do not have a retail pharmacy outlet here. Our pharmacy serves patients, inpatients and outpatients of our hospital facility. We also provide medications to our outpatient infusion services center and to our clinics. However, we don't have a patient-facing retail outlet.
Right. Now,
sure, would certainly love to move that into that direction at some time, but we just haven't.
What about the condition of supplies? Because I know we're hearing a lot about the supply chain issues and stuff like that. Are medications still readily available to fill pharmacy prescriptions?
Yes, medications are available. Pharmacies routinely, this has become a normal day-to-day practice. Pharmacies routinely deal with back-ordered medication supplies. And so sometimes we have a longer wait to obtain medications than other times. But yes, the situation that we're seeing in Florence today is really due to prescription volumes, and it is not necessarily due to lack of medication supplies.
Well, I want to mention, you mentioned earlier, though, so prior to Bi-Mart selling and closing that pharmacy there was already staffing issues. So in addition with the fewer pharmacies getting more prescriptions, there's that also that the lack of technicians, lack of pharmacists there to fill those positions as well. You mentioned that they're doing a lot for recruiting, but not having a lot of success. Do we see a change coming down the road, or are we going to be dealing with this for quite some time?
We are going to be dealing with this. Now, with Bi-Mart closing and the shift in prescription volume, that sort of tipped off the situation that we're seeing today, where we had a bit of panic within our community and multiple requests to move prescriptions from one pharmacy to the other, and has resulted in a significant amount of significant volume increase at each pharmacy in our community at the same time that we're seeing significantly reduced staff in our community pharmacies. And you know, these staff are being requested, they're being asked to process three times their typical volume in prescription requests right now. And simultaneously, patient and provider phone calls have skyrocketed, which then pulls those pharmacy staff away from the work of completing the prescription requests. We have, you know, patients calling in and providers calling in to obtain information to try to determine how quickly we can get prescriptions out. And every phone call pulls that team, already short staff team, away from the work of filling prescriptions.
Now, without Bi-Mart, how many active pharmacies do we have? Is it four here in Florence?
We currently have three active pharmacies in Florence: Fred Meyer, Florence Pharmacy, and Safeway Pharmacy.
But Rite Aid is kind of part time though, right? Are they fully closed?
Rite Aid, we do have four. Okay. Rite Aid Pharmacy. Rite Aid Pharmacy is currently utilizing contract pharmacists and their per diem float pool. However, Rite Aid has been impacted by staffing shortages up and down the coast of Oregon and in other communities in the state of Oregon as well. And so their staffing pool has been spread very thin. And there are days here in town when we may have a pharmacist on site at Rite Aid half the day, because the second half of the day they're spending in Coos Bay or Newport or somewhere else here on the coast trying to get some relief for those teams.
Now, I don't currently utilize a pharmacy, so I'm not sure how it works. When a patient has especially a critical medication that they need, possibly to stay alive or blood thinner or something like that, how far in advance of their prescription running out can they order a refill?
Yes, I definitely want to talk about this. So there are ways that we can help our community pharmacies. It's very important that patients contact their pharmacy to request a prescription refill a minimum of 7 days before running out of medication. We must become engaged in our healthcare. So, you know, call in advance to ensure adequate time is available to complete refill requests. Waiting to the last minute may result in going without those important medications. The other thing I wanted just to bring up, if your prescriptions have been transferred from one pharmacy to another, contact the new pharmacy by phone to provide updated patient and insurance information before you arrive to pick up the medication. This may prevent you from additional wait time while the pharmacy then reprocesses your prescription for insurance payment. Also keep in mind that wait times for new prescriptions will be varied and unpredictable. Please discuss options with your physician or provider when they prescribed a new medication. It may not be available the same day, although I know that each pharmacy in town is triaging those new prescriptions. They're evaluating a prescription for urgency, and those that are most urgent are being filled first. I think, you know, in terms of how else we can help, the big ask here is to be patient as you wait and during your interactions with pharmacy staff. Our community pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, and clerks, they're working 10 and 12 hour shifts over long periods of time, and as quickly as they can, safely do, to get us the medications that we need.
Yeah, because the hard part would be is, you know, you don't want to have mistakes in this sort of a circumstance. And that is a potential for someone who is overworked and tired and having to deal with long shifts 6-7 days a week.
Yes, you know, I know the wait is difficult for many patients. The lines are long, but do your best to be patient, be kind, and I know that they're working very hard.
I know that someone had told me they went to they had their prescription transferred to Fred Meyer. They went to go pick it up, and the line was so long that they just turned around and left. They just didn't have the patience to wait there. And I guess if you can't be patient, you know, maybe go at another time, I guess, try to find a time that works for you.
Yes, but and keep it in mind, if you do arrive and you have a long line and you kind of give up, please don't request those prescriptions to be transferred to another community pharmacy, because when that happens, both pharmacies will have added work in their work queues, and both will be working on processing those prescriptions for you.
So another thing that is also part of what's been happening for the last at least 20 months or so is, of course, COVID-19. And recently, with the introduction of pediatric vaccinations, we are seeing maybe parents in that want to get their children vaccinated. Sherry, what can you tell us about the current situation with pediatric vaccines?
So for pediatric vaccines, I know there was a clinic in Florence, and some kids were able to get vaccinated on November 20th. That was a Lane County Public Health Clinic, I believe. And we have a clinic scheduled for ages 5 to 11. So that group of kids, that will be on Saturday, December the 4th. And you can be added to that list either by sending a message through our patient portal or by calling the clinic. The patient portal messages, that is a little bit easier right now. You don't have the phone waits and such. But that would be getting somebody on the list for that day, December 4th. And so that's for the age 5 to 11 group. For the other booster vaccines and for people that are 18 and over, we are still doing those every Wednesday. And so we have walk-in availability, as well as when you're in seeing your providers for appointments and such, you can request to be added to that schedule.
Do you have a limited number of the pediatric vaccines available, or are you guys pretty well stocked? I mean, if you were to have a run on it, since there's not another Lane County clinic that I know of in the near future.
So Diana has received, their pharmacy department has received quite a number of pediatric vaccines. The calls that we've been receiving so far are honestly pretty small numbers. So we feel that we have the quantity to meet what the request might be for that age group right now. That's for the younger, because they need to have the Pfizer vaccine if they're in that age 5 to 11 group. We have a good supply of Moderna vaccine. We're not concerned about that. But if we were to reach a situation where we knew that we were getting more requests than we had Pfizer to cover, we would ask for the pharmacy department to order more. And I believe Diana would be able to fairly easily do that through our systems.
Now, you mentioned the patient portal. Is that accessible to anyone or only current Peace Harbor patients or Peace Health patients?
So you do have to be signed up with Peace Health and have that account set up. You don't necessarily have to have a primary care provider here, but you have to at least go through the process of setting up an account. You have to have a medical record number here, things like that. But you could get that set up to be able to get registered, yes.
And they can do that all online, or do they have to do that through the clinic?
They can do that online at this point, but we often will talk with patients who may have some struggles with the process. So anybody at our front desk can also help provide information about getting the activation codes and such so that they can get signed up.
And what is the website for the patient portal?
www.peacehealth.org. And then you look under patients and it'll say My Peace Health.
I tell you what, it's good information. And hopefully the pharmacy situation will ease up, and we'll recruit some people in order to take some positions here. It certainly is. I know several people that are stressed out very badly due to this. And we would like to see that reconciled as soon as possible. Sherry Payne and Diana Pimlott, thank you so much for giving us this information today. And we'll make sure that everybody gets a good swath of it.
Thank you, George.
Thank you.
Up next on the December edition of Our Town, we'll talk Christmas dinner with Gary Vauder at Elks Lodge 1858.